For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. Western North Carolina has four seats in the state Senate. Two of those will be open seats in next year's election, including the one that represents the state's westernmost counties. After five terms representing Cherokee, Clay, Graham, Haywood, Jackson, Macon, and Swain counties in the North Carolina General Assembly, Franklin Republican Senator Jim Davis announced he wouldn't seek re-election to his seat next year.
I am a strong proponent of citizen legislators, those individuals who bring their talent and energy for public good. I believe they should hold their seats for a limited time so others can then step forward with their unique perspectives and skills. That limited time has come for me.
Davis spoke at a rally at the Macon County Republican Party headquarters in Franklin, where a who's who of Western Republicans joined him.
It has been my honor to serve five terms as a senator for North Carolina Senate District 50. Since January 2011, I have traveled extensively throughout the beautiful mountain counties I represent, and my goal has always been to understand how I can effectively support their needs in the North Carolina legislature.
Prior to his tenure in the Senate, Davis served on the Macon County Board of Commissioners and always called himself a local government guy who became a legislator by necessity.
I classify myself as a displaced county commissioner. And one of the heads of the Republican Party asked me about 3 years ago when I was going to quit thinking like a county commissioner. I said, not as long as I'm serving.
At that same event, Davis's fellow Macon County GOP legislator, Representative Kevin Corbin, announced that he'd seek Davis's seat and that he had Davis's endorsement.
It means the world. Jim Davis is a statesman, whether you agree with him politically or not.
That's Corbin, another local government guy who spent 20 years on the Macon County School Board and then followed Davis onto the Macon County Board of Commissioners, serving 6 years. He's since won two terms in the House, with vote totals above 70%. Haywood County Democratic Party Chair Myrna Campbell said she hasn't heard of any Dems lining up to oppose the popular Corbin, but thinks it's possible now that Davis has made it official. For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt.